ZLK from K4WCL.
K4WCL, N4ZLK. How's it going?
Shane, hope you're doing well. First of all, how's my signal in the repeater? I don't know if I've ever used this repeater from my home station. I know I can't hit the D-Star machine up on Caesar's Head. How copy?
I just flipped over to input to see if I could get you on reverse, but no joy. But yeah, you sound good.
I was going to invite you to what we call the 807 net, kind of a rag-chew group with a lot of the guys on the Gainesville LARC machine, if you're not too busy.
Say that. I was actually listening to it. I just can't get in. I don't have an 80-meter or 75-meter antenna up right now. The one I've got is supposed to do it, but it doesn't. It doesn't tune up on it. So I tried it a couple times to break in a little bit of low power, but nobody heard me.
What kind of antenna do you have up?
The multi-band wire antenna. It basically looks like a 20-meter dipole. It works excellent, 10 through 40. Tunes up without a tuner on 20. So I just happened to come across it one day at a Silent Keys house. It's brand new, never been used, and I put it up just to see how it worked, and I haven't taken it down yet.
I have just one antenna. I've got an off-center fed dipole up 50 feet, 55 feet in the rear of the house, about 30, 35 feet on the front of the house. I don't have any clear area. My entire property is trees. I don't have a single blade of grass. So the only place I can hang an antenna, it goes right over the house, right over the cul-de-sac, and it's anchored off on a tree on the other side of the cul-de-sac from the house. Not my property, but there's no other houses up here on my street. So for the meantime, I'm in good shape, but it works pretty good. It does well on 80 and 40 especially. It's not so good on the upper bands. I mean, I made contacts on 10 and 12 antenna up there, but man, I wish you could join us up there.
You're booming in here to me. Got an S9 signal, and I have an 80-meter dipole in the shed, and I need to either put it up or finish building an infed that I'm working on. I've got the box built. I just need to get the wire and get it set up. So anyway, I was sitting here listening to you guys and looking at something else that surprised me when you came on the repeater.
Thinking it'd be fun if you joined in. How did you know what frequency we were on?
Told me about it. He said start at 3807 and scroll up. So I was listening, didn't hear anybody, and I texted Richard and he said 35. So that's how I found you.
Roger, roger. Yeah, we used to get on 3807 just because it's the 807 net, but there's been like a really funky sounding, somebody dubbed it the washing machine interference on that frequency, and it's there almost every Saturday night. So you know how 75 is, hard to find a clear frequency, and when you do, a lot of times you get run off by somebody that actually owns that frequency. You know, you better than I have. Maybe you own a 75-meter frequency, but I've only been a ham for 25 years, and I haven't yet been able to own a frequency. So we kind of bounce around, you know, if we get on a frequency, and sometimes we get asked politely, hey, there's a net, you know, getting started on here, and we'll move. Sometimes we get muscled off the frequency by, you know, a bunch of idiots, but we've kind of figured out what frequencies to stay away from. K4WCL.
I have some push or pull to have your own frequency, and you're probably not there yet, but you'll get there one day, John. I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna try to get an 80, 75 meter something up. I can get on there, but I've been listening. Recognize a couple of you, Kevin and you, and then a couple of the other guys. Some of them I'm not familiar with.
Hey, well, hopefully you'll be able to join us in the future. I'm going to go back and see if they're still there. I see the S meter bouncing up to 30 over. John, KA4JON, he's always got a big, big signal. He bought one of those Mercury Lux amps, and I was so impressed with how it sounded. I put a pre-order in for one, so I'm on the waiting list. I think he waited 10 or 11 months for his, so maybe by Thanksgiving I'll have that. I can retire the old ALS 600, or one of them. I've got two of them, one at each station. And, you know, 600-watt amp to me is plenty of extra juice, but I've always said before I retire, which is now rapidly approaching, I'm just about inside the two-year mark. I always said I was going to buy a legal limit amplifier, so I figured before the paycheck starts coming in, I'd go ahead and buy one. So hopefully I'll have that thing on the air soon.
Maybe one day I'll be in the market for an amplifier, but nothing right now. And I told Beth about your invitation to meet for lunch, and she's all for it. In fact, she said we could just invite you up here if you wanted, and maybe sometime in the next couple months. If you guys are around on a Saturday, you probably leave on Sunday, don't you?
Typical weekend is I usually drive Lori to work on Friday, and she gets off of work at 4. So we usually roll in right around 6:30. And Friday nights, I'll be honest with you, well, you're working, but I don't do a whole lot on Friday nights. I don't usually even get on the radio except for the 2-meter radio. And then Saturday, we usually go to town, get groceries, get lunch. And then Sundays, we usually leave about 2, 2:30, sometimes a little later. But we're very boring, routine people. But I had mentioned to her about going to the winery, and she was all for that. Like I said, we went up there and kind of toured the place, but we could definitely eat up there. Do you know when Aunt Sue's is opening back up, by the way?
Open. I know they're serving pizza on the weekends now. They've got a sign out. I saw them yesterday afternoon when I was headed to work. They had a stack of cars in there. I'm not sure about the weekday hours yet. I don't really pay attention. Usually when I'm driving by, I'm either on the way to the dump there or headed to work.
Usually when I go up that way, go to the dump, although I've been going down to the one just north of Pickens here a lot lately, just because we go to Pickens almost every weekend. But, yeah, we went by there about a month ago, and I noticed they opened up a little pizza place. I think it's like a separate, I don't know if you've been there or not, but it looks like it's a little separate storefront, and I didn't know when they'd be opening up. We have not eaten at Aunt Sue's. We used to go up there for Sunday buffet a lot, but we haven't been up there in a long time.
We live right here, and we've been there once, I think. We used to come up this way when the kids were little and get ice cream, you know, take a drive through the mountains. Now that we live here, it's like we just stay home. So, but I can check it out, see if I can find out what hours they are.
You lived up there?
It's November.
K4WCL. Well, this let's see, today's what, the 14th, I think. 2 weeks from yesterday will be our 9-year anniversary of closing on the house. And that, to me, is almost, it's just amazing to me how quick 9 years has gone by.
Okay, yeah, time is flying. Seems like the older I get, it goes by quicker and quicker.
Einstein for that. That's, in my mind, the part of the theory of relativity. You know, think about this. When you're 2 years old, or say 1 year old, 1 year of your life is 50% of your life. So, you know, when you're one, that first year goes by really slow because, heck, it's half your life. But when you get to be like 60 years old, 1 year is 1/60th of your life, so it seems to go by a lot quicker.
My perspective on it. I guess when you're one, though, haven't you lived 100% of your life?
No, but the next year is 50%, so. Speaking of one, next Sunday, well, it's actually next Thursday, but next Sunday will be the little grandchild's first birthday. So my wife and her daughter have been scheming and plotting, and I just told her to tell me when to show up. And I was supposed to meet a ham that lives up by the repeater, the Gainesville repeater, next Sunday to get a Drake tuner that I have. And Lori told me today, no, you're not doing that next Sunday. She said, we're going to be on a time schedule, so you're going to have to replan that. But, yeah, grandkids are growing up quick, too. It's hard to believe it was a year ago that he was born, and the other one just turned 3. So tell me again how old your grandkids are. I know you got a couple.
It was 2. She turned 2 November 1st. And then the next one is 1. She turned 1 September the 20th. And then the oldest one's little sister is, 4 months old now? Going on 4 months?
They're about the same age there. Well, good. Commonality and the grandkids and other things. By the way, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. You said your daughter had to go to the, I think she had a procedure done or had to go to the doctor for something. Is she doing okay?
Thank you for asking. She's doing a lot better. Still recovering some, you know, but she's definitely better than she was, and they were able to correct a lot of things, so I appreciate you asking about that.
I thought about it after we spoke last night, and I thought, you know, doggone it, I forgot to see how she was doing. Well, good deal. Now, do your daughter and your grandkids, they live close to you? Are they around here?
They, let's see, I have 4. I have 2 boys and 2 girls. The oldest son and his wife live in Traveler's Rest, right downtown. And then the 2 girls, one is single, one is married. And the youngest son, he's married. They live, it's funny, they all just live in the same apartment complex now. The 2 of them moved in within the last 2 months into the same complex that my youngest son was in. And they're over near Cherrydale towards Greenville.
Good that they're all close. You know, that's we are both looking so forward to retiring and moving up here. But that is one thing that I can tell my wife is starting to struggle with. You know, she has 2 kids. The daughter's 30. She'll be 31 in May. And she's the one that has the 2 babies. And then son lives over there in Gainesville, not too far from Richard. As a matter of fact, the son's girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, God, they've been dating forever. I got a feeling they may never get married, but that's okay. You know, there's their life. They have a good relationship. But they bought a house together, so I guess they're committed. But his girlfriend is Richard's niece. Tell me what a small world that is. And, you know, they had been dating several years before my wife figured that out. And I think she figured it out by looking at a obituary of his girlfriend's grandmother had died. And she was reading, you know, the obituary always has who the next of kin is and all that. And she said, what's Richard's last name? And I told her, and she said, oh, my God, I think Richard is Susanna's uncle. I said, get out of here. And sure enough, I asked Richard about it, and he acted like he didn't know her at first. He goes, oh, yeah, that's my niece on my wife's side, but kind of small world stuff, K4WCL.
Okay. I knew you guys were related. I could tell by the way you talk.
Isn't it to Richard, because, you know, I'm a Yankee. I've lived here, oh, God, I've lived in the South 41 years, and I'm 63, so two-thirds of my life I've lived in the South. But don't tell Richard that. He'll consider those fighting words.
You need to tease him a little bit about that, now that you told me. That's funny. Also, I happen to think about this. You asked about my daughter. It's just a coincidence. Her name is Gabrielle, but all her friends call her Gabby. So you should be able to remember her name there.
Gabby and Gabbo. You know, it's funny. The only people that call me Gabbo, well, my grandpa name is Gabbo. So the kids call me Gabbo. But other than my radio friends and some people back, you know, in New York, I told you that Gabbo was a family nickname. It wasn't just my dad. It was like my uncles were Gabbo, and some of my girl cousins were Gabbo. I don't know. And I never really got the history of how Gabbo, but okay. Well, Gabby and Gabbo, that's kind of a coincidence there. All right, man. Well, I'm going to go back to HF here and check in. They probably think I fell off the chair or something. But, hey, man, if you need some help putting an antenna up, let me know. I'd be more than happy to come over there and lend a hand.
I will let you know. And looking forward to meeting you guys. And, yeah, either the Vineyard or here, either one is fine. We're not far from the Vineyard, so would love to meet you and Lori. And you tell her hello. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And I'm taking off Monday night, so I won't be on the air down there until Tuesday night. So maybe I'll hear you then. Good to hear you. Thanks for giving me a call, Gabbo. And we'll talk to you later, hopefully. K4WCL, N4ZLK.
I'm going to tell you real quick, I love my wife to death. We've been married, been together for well over 20 years. But she is not a real social person. So I was, and, you know, I am because, you know, I'm in sales. I mean, you know, I'll talk to anybody and everybody, you know. I'm having conversations with people in Walmart or at the restaurant, you know. She's like, you'll talk to anybody. I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. But, and she's just totally the opposite. So for her to suggest that, I was a little bit surprised, Shane. So whatever you have said on the radio when she was listening, she was smitten with you there. You may be the first man to have caught her attention since I did 23.
Right, so I don't know what happened there. But Richard gave me a hard time about it, about you inviting us. Made a comment about he never got an invite to eat. So I said, yeah, and you actually offered to pay, too.
Used to that. That's just, you know, one time trying to be neighborly. Because both the wife and I are pretty frugal. You know, the closer we get to retirement, the new motto is, a dollar I save today is a dollar I can spend when I'm retired.
Funny. No, I'm looking forward to it. We're both looking forward to it. So, anyway, I'll let you go. It looks like the needle's quiet over on the HF, but tell everybody hello. Say hello to Lori, and we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
One final question. Are you listening on your HF radio, or are you listening on the one of the SDR radios?
I'm listening on my radio, and actually I turned the volume up, and I can hear them still in there.
I can see the S-meter peaking there about 20, so. All right, man, we'll catch you later. Maybe we'll catch you during the week sometime. Y'all have a great rest of the weekend there, and we'll look for you again here soon. K4WCL, step 3.
N4ZLK.